This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, July 15th. God's word to you today is No Limits. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings 18, verse 30, and it says, "Then Elijah called to the people, 'Come over here.' They all crowded around him as he repaired the altar of the Lord that had been torn down." Yesterday, we began to examine the stone, one of the components Elijah used to build an altar to God. In altar building, the stone represents the heart. It is important to note that when God asks for stones to build an altar, even though that was not specified in the scripture, God requires what is called unhewed stones, uncut stones. The instruction is that the stones must be uncut, meaning no tools must have touched the stone. Tools represent the arm or flesh or the work of man. God is saying, come with your heart as you are. Do not attempt to first be good before you come. God says, when you try to be good before you come, your righteousness is as filthy rags. God says, when you come as you are, then he will make you good. God is expanding his kingdom through us, and this is manifesting physically. Even physical land is being expanded to the glory of God. The point is, when God looks at that sacrifice at the altar, will he see your heart? Is your heart knitted with what God is doing? The second component is the water. 1 Kings 18, verses 32 to 35 says, "Then he dug a trench around the altar, large enough to hold about 3 gallons. Then he said, 'Fill 4 large jars with water and pour the water over the offering and the wood.' After they had done this, he said, 'Do the same thing again.' And when they were finished, he said, 'Now do it a third time.' So they did as he said, and the water ran around the altar and even filled the trench." The water and the number of times it was poured has a significance. Everything points to Christ. Why did the water have to fill the trenches? What is the value of that? Trenches were typically dug around the altar and filled with water to guard against wildfires during sacrifices. The water is meant to contain the spread of the fire. However, Elijah did not only ask the trenches to be filled. He instructed them to pour the water on the sacrifice and keep pouring. Interestingly, these people were in a season of drought. Water was very scarce. Yet Elijah did not ask for a little water just for the trenches. He repeatedly asked for more and more water to be poured on the sacrifice, on the wood, and on the altar. Elijah asked that they pour water in places that did not make sense. Was he wasting scarce resources? No. God was showing us that with God, scarcity never determines the sacrifice and the seed. Let us pray. Father, may I never base my sacrifice on my resources. Amen. I ask for the grace to be truly sacrificial every time God calls for seeds, in spite of these times or seasons. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.